Now it's off to LA, where we chat to our man in the US, Rod Smith. Hello, Rod.
G'day, Bill. How are you today? Well, this morning, isn't it?
It is this morning.
Australia.
It is this morning. Yes, and I was just going through the weather reports around the nation, and a few places are unusually warm for May. What's the weather in LA?
In downtown LA, where I am at the moment, 28 degrees currently, and it's sunny. Yep. Not too much smog around, but we're heading for a top of 32.
Now, I did make reference to a movie I saw the other day called Moonfall, where the moon just basically dropped on the Earth. Just go and see it. It's crazy. Anyway, NASA's warning about an asteroid larger than two football fields heading towards us. How dangerous is that?
Well, they kind of, drum it up to be something huge, but as we kind of look into it, you know, they've got the recording center of the objects that are zipping around the Earth and everything like that in whatever orbit. But this is known as the 2008 TZ3, and it will pass by the Earth tomorrow morning. That's Sunday time here in America, but your Monday. But the space rock passes the Earth every 732 days as it orbits the sun. I think it's getting a little closer as it continues to orbit. But nothing to worry about, they say. But it's 490 metres wide and about 0.219 kilometres in diameter.
Call me crazy, but I'm always a little bit disappointed when NASA tells us there's this huge asteroid and it's coming towards us, and then they say there's nothing to worry about. It's like I feel like I've been cheated of a great movie plot somehow. If it were true, I'd probably be dead along with everyone else. So it's probably better that they say that.
Well, it's good to know about it, exactly. And if we're talking about distance, right? Where the asteroid is going, it's 5,700,000 kilometres away from Earth. Now, if you look at the distance from the Earth to the Moon, it's 385,000 kilometres. So it's a little ways away.
Yeah, and you haven't heard any reports of the Moon falling on us yet either, just in case that movie turned out to be correct.
Well, speaking about the moon, I think this weekend here in America, there's going to be a blood red moon. So something to look forward to.
Yeah, we had one of those. I can't remember now, but one came up here recently. It was a big deal. Now, on a more serious note for a moment, Rod, the wildfires in New Mexico, what's happening there?
Well, you've seen that on TV at the moment in Australia. Well, the wildfires continue to grow in northern New Mexico. And, the fire crews, all they want is a bit of a break because the relentless wind is continuing to get that fire going even further. Now, it's going to surpass the largest in state's history, and it's not likely to slow down, would you believe? There's no predicted moisture, and the fire has so far burned more than 105,218 hectares. And it's only 29% contained. So more likely, it was started by a lightning strike.
Yeah, well, I hope that's the case. I'd like to think, as disastrous as it is, that it wasn't started by one of us, because that really sucks. Rod, let's get back to the lighter stuff now. A Rhode Island waitress got a very nice surprise, because let's remind everyone that in the United States, we tip our serving staff. So what happened?
Well, this lovely lady was just working away, and a couple decided to come in, and they bought a couple of sandwiches, and the bill was $43, and they decided to walk out and just say, "Have a nice day," to the lady.
They did a runner.
Not a runner. They paid the bill.
Oh, they paid the bill. Right.
Yeah, exactly. The sandwiches were very nice. And
that'd have to be for $43 bucks. Is that $43 US?
Yeah, exactly.
Crikey. And carry on.
And then the waitress looked at the receipt, because you write down what tip you want to leave, and electronically, of course. Mm. And the tip was $810. And she was about to run after them, and she walked into the manager and said, "This can't be." And he said, "Yes, it is." And she was so gobsmacked. So she said, "Oh, angels are just so wonderful." So there you go.
Wow.
What a nice little story.
Any, you know, did she converse with them and tell them some kind of hard luck story or anything? I mean, have we dug into this?
What
did she do to deserve a tip of $800?
They were just feeling very nice on the day.
Oh, okay.
That's all we can say.
Yeah, very nice on a couple of substances by the sound of it. And in the US now, obviously in the electronic era, is it? I'm curious, is it harder for waiting staff to actually get their tips as opposed to the old days? Do the restaurateurs, you know, disguise it, or is it all above board? Because they really rely on that stuff, don't they?
Well, exactly. And some restaurants do, they do kind of take the money and then divvy it up. Or some restaurants do give the total tip to that waitress or waiter. But here in the United States, I'm sure in Australia, it's very hard to get staff to really get a restaurant going as it should have been, say, 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, that's you know, that's a problem in a lot of Western countries at the moment, isn't it? We're certainly finding it in Australia and a lot of areas where service industries are short-staffed. Now, this is really cool. I actually saw a bit of this on TV, Rod. Giraffes can be quite ungainly at the best of times just because of the way they're built, but I can't imagine how hard it would be for a giraffe with a leg brace. What's going on there?
Well, it all happened down at San Diego Zoo. The help was for a three-month-old giraffe calf named Mitsuni, and it needed a brace to walk and stand. And, you know, they came to its aid to really help out because the calf had a hyperextension of the carpi. Now, the disorder caused Mitsui's front legs to bend improperly and making it really hard for it to survive. Very, very hard. So the treatment has been a success, and Mitsuni is now at a healthy weight and height of a three-month-old giraffe. So
wow.
Really, really nice story.
It is a nice story. I love that sort of stuff, if we can help out, because goodness knows we do enough damage to their environment. If we can, you know, help one walk from time to time, it's just something. Now, Americans will soon be able to buy solar panels from IKEA.
Well, you can nearly buy lots of any other stuff from IKEA, can't you?
Yes.
So
IKEA
announced yesterday that it's partnering up with a residential energy company called SunPower to sell solar panels. Now, you would think, you know, anything to do with IKEA, you could just, you know, buy it and take it home and then do it yourself.
Yeah.
But I think it's a little bit more different with solar panels because it's a little bit more complicated. So it's left up to a company.
So they're not
35 years experience.
So they're not flat packed, is what you're telling me.
No, that's what I thought. I thought, oh, gee,
yeah.
What's this? IKEA's selling solar panels?
Mind you, solar panels are pretty flat anyway, so they would come in a flat pack, whether they're assembled or not, I guess. But but
you,
at least you'd have to put them together yourself. Could you imagine that? You're trying to put the solar panel together like some big jigsaw puzzle. And you're sitting there with all this sort of, you know, shiny stuff on the floor, trying to figure out how it goes together. Anyway,
and then you've got to correct it. Then you've got to connect it up to the grid and everything like
course.
That. So it's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, it would be. Well, good on IKEA, and once again, some remarkable stuff that's going to change the world. Thank you, Rod Smith. Until next week, when Luke comes back, have a great week, mate.
Thanks, Bill.